Hello, I'm Gary Aide, and we're stacking the NBA with a matchup preview of the Portland Trail Blazers and the Utah Jazz. Portland comes in with a record of 11-11, whereas Utah comes in with a record of 13-11. Over their last 10, Portland is 2-8 on a three-game skid. Utah, not much better, 3-7 over that span, but they did win their last contest. Let's take a look at the numbers. Portland coming in averaging 109.8 per game. That's 25th in the NBA. Utah far better at 117 even, which is fifth best. Looking at the defenses, again, Utah slight advantage here, 109.8 for the Jazz versus 111.5 average allowed by the Blazers. Turnovers, 15.3 for Portland, 15.7 for Utah, not much difference there. Let's take a look at the shooting numbers. These are pretty close as well. 46.6 from the field for the Blazers, 47.5 for the Jazz. 37.2 from three for Utah, 38 for Portland. Free throws, 77 for the Blazers, 77.2 for Utah. And finally, bench scoring, and maybe this is where the game is decided, just 24.9 for Portland, a dreadful bench. And that's not a surprise given the injuries and their overall lack of depth, even when healthy. Utah, meanwhile, absolutely stunning in this department. It's shocking the way they changed their team and still getting this production from their second unit. But they're at 41.5 from the bench, which is a great number. I mean, this is a huge gap here between these two teams in that department. Utah won the first matchup of the series, the season series against the Blazers, 118-106. Portland does come into this game rested, whereas Utah is playing the second game of a back-to-back. That's a big factor as well. Injury-wise, Portland, of course, Damian Lillard remains out with that calf injury. Gary Payton, the second, out with an abdomen injury. Utah, Mike Conley is doubtful. So as far as a pick in this one, the back-to-back worries me. But, man, that bench is a big factor in this one to me, as is the defense. I think the Jazz win this one slightly. I think it's close, but I'm going with Utah. So there is our on-court look of Blazers and Jazz. Coming up, we'll dive into the betting lines of this one as we continue stacking the NBA.
I'm Jay Lloyd, and we're stacking the NBA with our betting preview of the Portland Trail Blazers at Utah Jazz. Utah is a 4-point favorite in this one, total sitting at 227.5. Key headline in this game, Damian Lillard expected to return. He's been out since November the 19th with a calf injury. Interesting enough, that game was against Utah. Let's take a look at those ATS records before we get into this one a little more. Two of the better ATS teams in the league, Blazers 13-9 overall, 9-4 on the road with a 3-7 mark in the last 10, however. Most of those games without Dame time. 15-10 Jazz ATS record, 7-4 on the home court, 5-5 in the last 10. Blazers under team, 9-12-1 is the record to the over, and then a 14-11 mark for the Jazz. Blazers last playing on Wednesday, the Jazz on the back-to-back. These two teams did play, I mentioned, on the November the 19th, 118-113 win for Utah, and the Jazz on a 5-0 ATS run, 9-4 ATS run in Utah. The under has hit in this series, though, 6 of the last 8 games. Blazers trends, and again, no Dame, different team there. They're 1-4 ATS in their last 5 overall. And over trends, though, 6-1-1 after straight-up loss in the over 5-0 run after an ATS loss. Jazz, their trends over, 4-1 at home and 6-0 following a straight up win. So we'll see what happens with Portland getting Dame back. I do like Portland in this spot. I may wait it out to see if that number does move a little bit more in their favor. I thought it was a little low heading into the day, you know, opening up at 3.5. It did get to 4.5 before back down to 4. I like it more in that 5-6 range. Don't know if we'll get there, but I am leaning and looking at a play there on Portland plus the points. I do like the over here as well. Look at some of the trends that are there. Of course, Lillard coming back tonight for Portland could equal a few more points for them. So we're leaning Portland, or if we can get that number in that 5-6 range, and like the over here as well. More NBA previews, part of the Stacking the NBA podcast on the Sports Betting Stack. Find the Sports Betting Stack on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcast. I'm Jay Lloyd, and we're Stacking the NBA. It's our betting preview of Portland and Utah.